You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
To get married, so he married special ladies. What was their name? No, the first one. The first one. Basmat and? No, that was the end. Yehudit. Very nice. Basmat and Yehudit. So now why he picked such a ladies? So when you hear Yehudi, what comes to your mind?
Jewish.
Yeah. Right, interesting. Yeah, so here Esav was obviously very wise character. This way he wanted to pretend. Exactly, he married at the same age as his father got married. So that means, you know, I'm following your path. I'm doing the same thing as you like me to do. And not only that, you know, what else you want? You know, it as they say, it screams. You know, there's a lady named Yehudit, so that means she's 100% kosher. So as we see, one of the causes that Yitzchak Avinu Alav Shalom was not able to see was because of these two ladies. So now, what happened after he found out that maybe his father is not too happy about what he did?
He gets more women.
So he became the Chatan of Ishmael. So what did he do with the two other ladies? What did he do with them? And he kept them, or he kept them. So what does that mean? What does that show? I know, but when he married the third one, what did he want to show to his Abba? What did he want to show? That now I understand you're not too happy with me. There's no problem. I follow the direction and understand what you expect from me. I'm going to marry a lady from our own family. Because Ishmael, who was Ishmael to him, actually?
His uncle.
So he became Chatanaf, his uncle. So what does that show? What kind of character is this? What kind of behavior is this? I know, but what type of style is this? What type of patent is this?
Trickster.
Yeah, but what is Torah Hashem is trying to teach us? Why is revealing what Esav did? What type of character he was? You know, for example, there's an interesting society. It's called Western. You familiar with the Western society? Western society. You know what that is? So you have a patent, like let's say they have all types of foods and snacks. And you see every day, before that, they visit the market. You see every day there's a new packaging. There's 10% more, 50% less, and so on. So now, and also you go to a restaurant that they offer you all you can eat. What does that mean? They have a buffet, then you can all you can eat. So people sit, and then they go once, and then they go a second time, third, fourth, fifth time. And then after they finish, what do they do? After they finish?
Take some home.
They take some home to go. And then what else they do?
Dessert.
No, what they do is that after they finish with all the trips that they did to the buffet, they order a diet soft drink. So that means whatever that they ate, so the diet soft drink cleans it up. You know what the type of mentality it is?
They lie to themselves.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? You know, without respect, you ate for another, you know, 10 years. So what is the diet drink does to you?
It makes it all kosher.
Is that what it's doing? Yeah. Now here, Esav, so that's what exactly he did. So he did whatever that was not supposed to, right? So now, the third wife actually was there. So exactly after all this you eat, you do diet.
Coke.
Diet Vladin Arachem, not for anyone, suffering. So this mentality is a very destructive, right? Because, say, permit yourself, like let's say there's an attitude that might be, it doesn't happen often.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.